This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All right, hands up, everyone. Who has just about had it with that expression, kicking the can down the road, particularly as it's used over and over in talking about the national debt? Because kicking that proverbial can down the road is why America is facing such a crisis with our national debt. Well, a group of concerned young Americans is hoping to inspire other millennials to learn more about the national debt and, in their words, to reclaim the American dream. So they formed a group called The Can Kicks Back. I love the title. Tonight, they will be in Ann Arbor as part of what they're calling the Generational Equity Tour, a very carefully nonpartisan event. Nick Troiano is co-founder and national field director of The Can Kicks Back. He joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
What are you looking to accomplish with this Generational Equity Tour?
Well, we're really taking our message on the road to young people across the country, letting them know why our growing national debt is the biggest threat to our future and our chance at the American dream. And we hope to engage them in a meaningful movement to pressure Washington to deal with these long-term solutions rather than short-term shutdowns.
So, you know, you think about this. So many millennials, so many folks in their 20s and 30s are totally consumed with school or launching careers, with building families. So why should millennials take the time to really focus on this problem of the national debt?
Well, it's clear to us that if we remain on our current path under the status quo, our generation faces a future of more debt, fewer jobs, higher taxes, and a lower standard of living. And the longer that we wait to deal with these challenges, the larger the burden our generation is going to have to shoulder. So we're asking young people not only to think a bit into the future, but this is an issue that affects us right now, our ability to get a student loan at a good interest rate, our ability to get a job that's well-paying, our ability to provide for a family a few years down the road. It relies on having a strong economy, and our growing debt's a big threat to that.
And you're very careful to keep this nonpartisan. So you want to have all voices represented in this conversation.
Absolutely. We think in order to solve this problem, there not only needs to be bipartisanship with both parties working together, but also generationship with all generations working together, because there are very clear trade-offs happening under our current federal budget in terms of how more resources are going to older Americans and fewer to younger Americans. So we need to find a solution that's equitable to everyone in the country.
So what happens at these tour events, like the one happening tonight in Ann Arbor?
So the one that's happening tonight in Ann Arbor, we're going to be screening a film called Overdraft. It's a documentary produced by the Travelers Institute that educates people about the facts of the problem. And then we'll move into a discussion about what we think we should do about it. We facilitate an interactive polling exercise via text message to really get the voices of young people who attend, because our goal is to bring those messages back with us to Washington when we arrive there at the end of this month, how young people feel about the issue, what they'd like to see done, and also literally their messages to their elected leaders.
And if you could get a moment in the House of Representatives or at the Senate, what would you, as part of the Can Kicks Back, what would you say to them, to our lawmakers?
Well, I think I'd tell our leaders to start thinking about the next generation and just not their next election. Young people are so turned off by the state of the hyper-partisanship in Washington, and we really want to see solutions to the problems that we face, and it requires cooperation between both parties. We know that there's a way to solve this issue. It's eminently achievable. What's really standing in the way is the politics of it. So we're advocating for a grand generational bargain, one that increases investments in the short term, slows the growth of entitlement spending over the long term, and reforms the tax code to raise additional revenue. There's something in that that both parties can call a success, and it'll put us on a more sustainable path.
And it sounds like something that will cross generations, so baby boomers can feel like they haven't given up something to help the millennials?
Absolutely. I mean, our feeling is that if young people knew what was happening to them and if older people knew what they were doing to the next generation, both would demand immediate and meaningful reform.
So where will you be tonight?
So tonight at our event at 6 o'clock p.m., we'll be at Wheel Hall. It's a third floor seminar room, 3240. The public is invited to come out, watch the film, and engage in great discussion with the young people who will be participating. We're really fortunate to have a diverse group of co-sponsors, from the College Republicans to Organizing for Action. This conversation is one that is really important, especially to have now, given what's going on in Washington.
And if somebody who's not a millennial wants to come by?
Absolutely. Like I said, generationship's the name of the game, so we want to have a conversation between generations.
The Generational Equity Tour event happening tonight at 6 on the U of M campus. It is free, and you can get all the details at thecankicksback.org. Nick Troiano is co-founder and the National Field Director of The Can Kicks Back. Thanks for talking with us
today.
Thanks
for having me.